What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Is he going to tell us that he's wearing the number 12? Because that might be old news.
So the Colorado people, though, are actually making a suggestion that this is where he comes out with the number 2. I agree with you. I think this is just where he just does the number 12. Or another spin, he might come out with his own line of jerseys that he like sells on his own. I could see that being a thing as well.
Like what kind? How do you have a line of your own jerseys?
You just put the number 12 on it, and you basically could do Colorado colors if you wanted. I don't know why a Colorado person would buy that, and then Browns colors, and then you just sell it on your own.
Okay. I don't hate it. Creativity. We like creativity here.
Sure. I don't know. He's not even in Cleveland. He's in Los Angeles because he was at one of the like rookie symposium things.
So we've got Scott McLuhan coming up in about 40 minutes here.
Oh, were you pointing for me to do a read and not tell everyone about the Shador jersey?
I was actually pointing at both.
Okay, I wasn't sure. And playing that back in my head, I'm like, I think that's what you wanted me to say, but now...
I just did reverse order.
After the reception of that, maybe that wasn't the case.
It was just the reverse order.
Did not need to know that Shador is going live tonight?
On Twitch?
Twitch. Yeah.
Twitch.
I'm not even on Twitch.
I always say.
Are you on Twitch? I'm not even on Twitch.
No. I don't think... I feel like if
I've never done it. I've never done Twitch.
I feel like if I was on Twitch, I would also be part of a watch list.
A lot of people are on Twitch. Are a lot of people on watch list? Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, meaning like if I just myself was on without, like, I'm not a big gamer. I only play Madden or college football 2025. I do not want to watch other people play video games.
Not to sound like Ken Carmen in that promo where he doesn't understand what's going on for people of any sort of young age, but is Twitch only for people that do gaming? Is that the idea?
No. I mean, like, they're actually, like, the Score in Chicago actually broadcast their show on Twitch.
Yeah, I know a show in Kansas City. They broadcast theirs on Twitch, so it's like it's more than gaming, right?
Yeah, but gaming is kind of the big angle. There are people who just do, it's kind of use it like StreamYard. Well, they use StreamYard to then be on Twitch, but yeah. Mac, you are the Twitch guy on the show, everybody says. We call you Twitchy. I don't know either way.
Definitely something that rhymes with Twitch.
Yeah. What Twitch, please, tell us about Twitch.
Yeah, no, you can use... So there's the just chatting category where you can just talk, you know, if you want to do talking about sports, you know, whatever really you feel like going into.
Just you want to chat.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You can go into that. There's other people that do, you know, more art stream, stuff like that as well. So it's not completely gaming, but... You know, it's just an avenue that you can go ahead and live stream on there as well.
Comprehensive. Look at Twitch there. All right. So you and I interpreted this Daryl Ryder tweet a little differently. But if you guys missed it, Daryl did tweet earlier today about one of the kind of other things that happened in Roger Goodell lobbying people in Columbus so that we could get the Brook Park Stadium. The Haslams could get the Brook Park Stadium. And Daryl tweeted out that as part of Goodell's lobbying efforts in Columbus for the Brook Park Dome, the commissioner declined to guarantee a Super Bowl for Cleveland, but stated the plans would meet the league's requirement for doing so. I would like an exact promise. I would. I think it would be that added incentive. If you knew definitively Cleveland was getting a Super Bowl for people, You read that differently, though, yeah?
Well, I read it as if, Goodell doesn't have to come out and say it. The idea is that there's not been a team that has gotten a brand new stadium with a dome that hasn't ended up getting a Super Bowl. Part of the idea is that if you get the dome on the stadium and it's brand new, you get the Super Bowl. Like the Bills, for instance, don't have a dome on theirs. They're probably not going to end up with the Super Bowl because of it, because the idea is you have to give people basically nice weather and everything else attached to that.
I mean, I will say, I think it's a cold weather town. And here's the thing. So it's a cold weather town. It's a small market or mid-market, whatever you want to call Cleveland. I think in Cleveland, there's enough distrust of whether it's the NFL league office or billionaires working their way out of the downtown. I think if you wanted to score the extra 5% approval here, I think it would have made... listen, I actually do think... I don't want to say it's fait accompli. I think it's just short of fate that if you put this thing in Brook Park, you're going to get one Super Bowl. You're not going to get more than that.
No,
but you'll get one Super Bowl.
You get one, yeah.
But that being said, that's me knowing... And you kind of knowing this, how this works. I do think there are a fair amount of people who are willing to be bought by this idea. And so I think if Roger Goodell had said, if you build it, we will come with a Super Bowl, I do think it would have greased the skids for a few people out there.
I just don't know that he wanted to commit in this moment right here. And I do like they like the celebration of it all, and they like holding the press conference, and they like everything associated with that. I just wonder, what does this do for the people here? Like, obviously, there's an economic impact to hosting the Super Bowl. That's why everyone wants to host these things. Like, mm-hmm. it's a large boom, but like...
And it's a prestige event, so it's not just about the Super Bowl. If you can host that, you can host almost any prestige event that you could do with that kind of stadium.
Which, and I don't think after the RNC in 2016, I don't think we had to prove that to anybody, right? Like, Cleveland started through a multitude of events that we've had showcase that we can host and hold just about anything.
I think that's a great point to bring up, by the way, so I should say that first. I do think hosting a Super Bowl is just a prestige event in the way that I know some people view about whether it's the RNC or the DNC, but maybe not everybody feels. Like, because it's not politicized, there's a different element to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I just wonder for the person listening, what does that do for you? Because we're probably not going to be the people that actually get to attend the Super Bowl anyway. That's a wine and cheese crowd. That's not
We're not getting tickets.
No, and even like on our personal level, I'm probably not even going to be able to get credentialed because we probably get like one or two credentials for the station. So like I'm not going to be able to go to it. It'll be like one of those big time events where it says it's in Cleveland. I'm at my house in Solon and I'm watching being like, oh, we're the center of the world. But like nothing in my days really changed.
I mean, I think it will be a cool thing to watch from a distance. But it won't really, and I maybe people can do this. I think the MLB All-Star game doesn't feel the exact same way, but like when it's been the NBA All-Star events.
You mean the stuff surrounding it?
Yeah, I was in Charlotte when Charlotte hosted the NBA All-Star event, and I was actually privy to different parties and different things. And it never really felt like a Charlotte event. It felt like the league took over Charlotte for those amount of days.
Were you here when it was here or no?
Here in Cleveland, no.
Yeah, okay.
Nor the MLB All-Star game either.
Because I did have a lot of fun the night prior just walking around the city. I think I've told this a couple times where me and my wife just kind of walked around and then we ran into a bunch of NBA players. Mm-hmm. And then we did a bunch of... It was basically just a night of just watching different celebrities. And then we ran into DeMar DeRozan. And then we ran into Jokic. And like it just kept happening over and over again. Like, that's cool. But we were also downtown at the time and we were seeking some of that stuff out.
So, now, that being said, I do think you bring up a great point here. Like, for me, the thing that I know I'm going to get the most out of is the potential for bigger concerts, for bands that won't come here now because you don't have the venue to play it all year round.
Yeah, and that's more impactful for our lives in a day-to-day basis, year-by-year basis.
To me, if you were to host the Combine, which I think eventually will come up, that's something that I think will impact you and me because you and I will be able to get – that's easier to get access to.
Yeah. College basketball events.
College basketball. Like, to me, it's the things.
Major college football games.
Honestly, even WrestleMania, which I think is something that is absolutely on the table if you build this Brook Park Dome. But there is a part of me that knowing that the entire NFL show is here and it's in Brook Park, there will be a modicum of civic pride that I have that our town gets to host that.
Yeah, I just think
it feels like that's the thing we don't get to do. That there's like a different level of event. And okay, You get that New York, you get that Vegas, you get that LA, you get that Miami. Cleveland, you're gonna have, Minnesota, you get this. Cleveland, you're gonna have to sit this one out.
I see what you're saying. I think, you know, for a lot of people that have been in our business for, you know, really the past 10 years or so in this city, you've experienced everything you possibly could but a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, we've both done NBA Finals. We've both done World Series. We've both done, like, we've checked off all the major things. This is the last one, really, that we haven't done.
I've done Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
No, you have. You did. Because you went, because in Charlotte, your station took you there.
And I will tell you, it's cool because there's a lot that goes on there. It's also not like this radio. Like it's a completely different format that you have.
Oh, now I'm just thinking, will they make us do Radio Row all week?
Well, they make us. I will sign up.
Not if it's down the street. I don't know.
I'll do it.
I got no problem.
You understand?
Who'd you interview?
So I interviewed Deontay Wilder, Evander Holyfield, Christine Leahy, Lou Holtz.
No name is convincing me yet that this is worth my time.
There are other people.
That was a great Lou Holtz.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you the funniest
part?
Also
mean, but great.
Very mean. Not great, Nick. So Deontay Wilder came over right after Christine Leahy, who wore, and I'm not kidding you, the shortest dress I've ever seen in my life. Like, I offered my coat so she could put it on her lap because when she sat down, guys, I mean, there was just nothing. There was nothing to be imagined, and we had like video components to it. I'm like, "Would you like my coat? Because I feel uncomfortable for you." She didn't. She was totally fine with that being out there.
Which is fair. If I were her, I wouldn't take people's coats either.
I was trying to be a gentleman, and you're turning into something it's not. However, so she gets up and walks away, and she says, "Like Deontay's coming over," and she's like, "Hi, champ. How you doing?" And so she walks away, and Deontay Wilder waited until she was out of earshot, and then just was like, whew. And he looked right at me and said, "I'll throw it all away." And I was just like,
"That's a lot."
All right. I wish you would have said that into an open microphone, but well done.
Is he married?
Yeah. Well, he was.
I was going to say
anymore. But he was so thirsty watching the heavyweight champion of the world at that time get that thirsty in that moment was just objectively funny.
Yeah, so I guess we will be around the Super Bowl a lot then in ways that I didn't even think about. But I don't know that that's a reason alone to be like, this is why I want this here and this is why I want this done.
Yeah, I mean, like for me, hosting a Super Bowl,
just the cherry on top of the sundae.
Exactly. So it's not the thing that will like make that thing feel like mine, you know, like the things that made a Progressive feel like mine is they more often than not put a good team on the field. And it's a great event, whether it's their game day operations, whether it's players,
I'd imagine we would do a lot of things around that facility. Like I think about like our tailgates on Sundays that we always do that usually was on West 6.
Yeah, Mayor Bibb can't shut that one down.
Can't shut that one down. I promise you, our tailgate would be right there. I would imagine, and we'd go and do that every single week, and then it'd be easier walk than we've ever had.
Well, but I there is a part of me that like. Again, civic pride for hosting the Super Bowl, but maybe to me the most important thing is, can they turn the corner? And I think it was Top Dog Tailgate saying the Bills would rather go to a Super Bowl. The Steelers will win a Super Bowl here. That's how it works. Now, okay, it's Friday. That's a little cynical. We love our guy Top Dog Tailgate.
Just a little cynical, huh?
But at the same point, like, yes. Like, what he's speaking to is, like, if the best thing I get out of that stadium is you hosted a Super Bowl and a WrestleMania and a Final Four and I got to see the Foo Fighters there or GNR there, yeah, it's going to pale in comparison to if I actually see some good football being played in there and a team that finally matches the rest of it.
I want to go to Mac for a judgment call really quickly. Did you stay for the Super Bowl in Atlanta?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to go to Mac here. Does that count as covering the Super Bowl if you only do Radio Row?
I would say yeah. It's still covering the event. You're at the event, and again, you're doing interviews there. You're covering
it. And here's the
thing. Hard disagree.
Have you done it?
No, but okay. I said I hadn't done it, and then you were like, no, I have done it, and I was like, I didn't know you actually went to the game.
I don't think cover. No, I don't. I think the game is incidental.
The game is everything. What do you mean?
No, it's not. I was in there from Monday till Saturday. I left early Sunday so I get back for the actual game and watch it at home.
But you've never been to a Super Bowl.
Yes, I yeah. The whole
you did
the Super
Monday
Bowl,
through Saturday.
The Super Bowl is the week. The Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
The game is nothing. I mean, not literally. The game is the championship.
The game is everything.
But what I mean is, like, the deep, like, that is the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The tip of the iceberg and what happens on Radio Row. Everything. I mean, you got to understand, like, I met Francesa. There's so many different happenings that happen.
I get it, but it wasn't the game.
That's the Super Bowl.
I know, but it wasn't the game.
I don't go see Olympic testing at the Combine. I still went to the Combine.
Did you actually see a clock watch? No, but you sat and watched elements of the Combine.
Great 40 there, Bruce.
I don't know, man. You didn't see any players
at the Combine, and I still went to the Combine.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't see any players at the Combine?
I didn't scout them. I saw them.
Oh, you don't have to scout them, but like that's a bad analogy.
That three cone drill was.
I don't know that one works. Like the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. You can say you've done Radio Row, but it's like the actual game itself. If you've never been to the game itself, then you have things to check off your list still.
Seems like jealousy.
Not at all.
Seems like you're a little jealous that I got to meet Francesa. He didn't fall asleep.
No,
he didn't. I'd give him a 12-pack of Diet Coke.
I give him a 12-pack of Diet Coke and say, make it power through, old man.
Yeah. Diet Coke is just such a disgusting...
I love Diet Coke. You got a problem with Diet Coke?
The red can, all right? It's iconic. It's delicious. You're not really saving anything going from leveling down.
It tastes better. It tastes better than the red can.
That's the worst take you've ever had.
Not a chance. Diet Coke is unquestionably better than regular Coca-Cola. The actual taste.
Hard disagree. Not since Jordan Poole has something threatened to divide.
Jordan Poole, who averaged more than Desmond Bane and was within one on the PER.
On the Wizards, no less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a team that actually made the playoffs.
You just want Desmond Bane so you can do the Bane voice.
I'll pass to Donovan Mitchell now.
You're damn right I do. And he's also a better basketball player. Who keeps who in line? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.